Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello and welcome. We are the Moving Up team from the Isle of Wight College. On today's show, Christina, who is going to be talking about animals, Hannah, who is going to be doing a film review, Alicia's recipe of the day, and Toby's take on the world. But first, I'd like to introduce Simon Hancock, who teaches one of the Moving Up classes here at college, and Alicia and Josh, who have some questions to ask.
What places do you like on the mainland?
There's lots of places that I like on the mainland, Josh, lots of places that I've been to visit. Recently, though, I've actually been doing quite a lot of visits to local sort of cities and towns on the mainland, including Brighton and Oxford and Chichester. I love Bath as well as a place to visit. I like all the old kind of historic things that we've got in those particular places.
What types of food do you like best?
Wow, there's loads and loads of foods that I really enjoy eating. I would say I like very traditional English food, but at the same time I also enjoy eating curries, enjoy Chinese food. When I go on holiday I like the Mediterranean type foods as well. So I'm a bit of a foodie all round really, most types of food I enjoy.
What is your favourite time of year?
Favourite time of year is definitely spring and summer. I love those times because the evenings are a lot lighter and there's usually a lot more going on generally around, which is good, and I enjoy the sunshine.
What would you spend the money on if you won the lottery?
Oh, that's a very good question, Josh. What would I spend my money on if I won the lottery? I think, that's a tricky one, that, because I like to think that I would want to help family and friends and things like that if I could. But at the same time I would also want to be in a position that I could have a bit more control of what I do in life, and I would certainly do a lot more travelling, and I would certainly enjoy spending money with friends and family.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Chocolate rice biscuits cakes. First, wipe the wax surface, wash your hands, put an apron on. Ingredients you will need: 60 grams of unsalted butter, 3 tablespoons of golden syrup, 100 grams of bar of dark chocolate, 90 rice krispies. Equipment you needed: saucepan, small bowl, tablespoon, scales, buns, tin, and 12 bun cases. How do you make them? Melt the chocolate into a small bowl over a saucepan of similar. Add the butter cut into small pieces into the melted chocolate. Stir into melt. Add the syrup. Stir. Add the Rice Krispies and stir into the chocolate mix. Mix carefully. Soon into 12 buns cases. Leave it to cool.
We've got a special guest with us today, who is Bev, manager of our library in college. Hi, Bev.
Hello.
We've got lots of questions to ask you. Thank you very much for coming along today. Christina, did you want to ask a question?
What do you think the best bits about your job are?
What I really love about my job is getting to work with young people and seeing them change from September when they come in all nervous and not quite sure about how to be at college and what to do with their lives, to the point they might leave in July and suddenly they've really blossomed and become a much happier and more confident person. And although we're not sort of directly involved in that in the library, we see it happen and it's really rewarding.
Yeah, that's a really rewarding part of your job that you wouldn't necessarily expect to happen when you work in a library.
That's right, yeah, yes. I suppose we get a lot of different people in because everybody can use the library, so anybody from any course or any level. So we get to see a lot of people from right across the whole college. So that's a really nice thing as well.
Yeah, that is nice. Hannah, have you got a question?
My understanding, when you start the college, some of us weren't even born yet. So my question is, how many years has it been?
Right, thank you for that, Hannah. Yes, I think perhaps some of you weren't born when I started at college. So I started on the 1st of August 1997, so I'm just in my 21st year of being here at the moment. And bearing in mind some of our students are probably 14 or 15 and most of them are 16 or 17, I've probably been here longer than they've been on the planet.
Wow.
Which is quite scary.
Toby, were you born when Bev started at the library?
No.
So it was a time before Toby even existed.
Can you imagine such a thing?
Gosh. 2000 I was born, so.
Wow,
that
okay.
That.
I remember it well, the year 2000.
I was 7.
Right.
Yeah.
In the year 2000, we had lots of things about the millennium.
The millennium, that's
and
right.
That's what we were really concerned with in the library, was sustaining all the data that we'd got and making sure that it didn't, that the computers didn't crash and we didn't lose everything.
And nothing happened. Well, that's a good outcome.
Yes.
Okay, we're just going to listen to some music, Bev. Are you okay if we ask you some more questions after?
No problem at all.
Thank you. Okay, so we're joined today by Bev, who is the manager at the college library, and we've got a few more questions to ask you, Bev, if that's okay.
Of course, no problem.
You might have just heard a strange rumbling in the back there. That wasn't Christina's stomach, it was Georgie, her ability dog, who's just giving his input. He is part of the moving up team, after all.
Yes.
Christina, have you got a question for Bev?
How long have you been doing the job for?
So the job that I've been doing for just over 20 years now. So I'm in my 21st year.
And what don't you like about yourself?
I really don't like writing reports for management. That I don't like at all.
No, well, that sounds a bit boring.
Yeah, it is very dull. I much prefer being out with students and helping them. That's the bit that gives me joy.
Yeah.
And what other things do you do outside the college?
So outside college, at the moment, I'm doing panto. So that's on this weekend, and I'm playing Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is it going to be?
It's at the Isle of Wight Community Club in Cowes, which used to be the Plessy Club on Park Road. So I do panto. That I make costumes for that, and I perform in it. And
that must
backstage.
Be really good fun.
Yeah, I really love that. It's a lot of hard work, and then you're only on for 3 performances or 4 performances, and then it's all over, and you feel a bit sad. But it's really nice, and you get to know the people with you really, really well. I've been doing that for about 11 years now.
And some other things that you do.
Yeah, so I also volunteer at Northwood House, which is the stately home opposite where I live. And what I do there is I might be, if they've got some sort of event on, I'll be providing refreshments and taking money and preparing sandwiches and all that kind of thing.
Tasty.
Yeah. Well, I have to cook all the bacon and sausage, which is strange because I'm vegetarian, but it means I don't scoff it all as we go along.
I'm not a veggie, so you can feed me anytime.
No problem.
I think one of the things we've learned about Hannah over the weeks is that she really enjoys a good breakfast, so sausage
flat
and bacon pack. Sounds
flat
just
flat
right.
Pack breakfast.
A flat pack breakfast.
Her favourite being an IKEA breakfast, just to explain.
That is a flat pack breakfast.
I didn't know
you have
that.
To make it, you have to build it yourself.
Oh. Well, I enjoy good breakfast as well. I just don't get to have sausage and bacon, which is a bit disappointing, but never mind. But yeah, that's quite fun. And also at Northwood House, they've got a Christmas fair coming up, so for that one I've got to dress up as an elf and take all the children and see Father Christmas, which is really nice.
That must be so well. So
yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah,
and the children get so excited, and some of them cry when they see Father Christmas because it's like, this is the man who's bringing me presents or not bringing me presents.
Just
thing of like sneaking down the stairs to midnight sleep for the Christmas out. How overwhelming.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
It's so exciting. Yeah, they get so excited. It's a really nice thing to do.
That's lovely to be a part of that. Well, thank you, Beth.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Nice, welcome.
Everybody here is part of the Moving Up programme, and we just wanted to let you know what Moving Up is all about. It's a course that's based at the Isle of Wight College, and it's for people who are ready to start work, ready to find a workplace, whether that is paid employment or voluntary employment. It's for young people to try out different work placements to give them the skills that will then enable them to find work. So, Christina, you're part of the Moving Up programme.
Yes, I am.
Can you just tell me about any placements that you've been on?
I've been on Vectis Radio.
Oh, yes, of course, because this programme is actually all part of the Moving Up programme, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
So Vectis Radio is a good example. And how do you think that's helping you?
I think I'm starting to feel a lot more confident when I'm talking in groups.
That's good. Brilliant. That's really good to hear.
And I've made a lot more friends on the course.
Excellent, good. And all of those social skills help to make somebody more employable, because when you're in a job, most jobs, you need to be able to get along with other people. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So have you been on any other work placements?
I go to Amazon Land.
Oh, lovely. And what do you do there?
I look after all the animals.
Great.
Mostly the wallabies.
Ah.
And I
they're really cute.
They are.
And sorry, so what do you do?
Feed them and clean them out.
Lovely. Oh, that's a really nice thing to do. And you enjoy it?
I really enjoy it, because I feel like I'm managing to do something really helpful.
Yes.
It really helps.
It's really a busy job, isn't it, being a zookeeper, being an animal keeper. It seems as though they are always rushing around and there's always things to do. So for Amazon World, having that extra pair of hands is really useful. And for you, you're learning skills about teamwork and feeling valued, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. Lovely. And often in Moving Up, you get somebody to go with you to support you if you need a bit of help, but you actually access that one by yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so it really gives you that feeling of independence.
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Christina. We're going to listen to some music and then we'll talk a bit more about Moving Up. So a bit more about the Moving Up programme. We've got Hannah, who's one of the Moving Up learners. Hannah, what work placements have you been on?
Those radio for this year, but last year I was in a lower level for Moving Up, and I did a Master of Disguise, I did Papa Chino's, and obviously the radio.
Oh, okay, so you did quite a lot of placements last year. Mm. So Master of Disguise, tell me about that.
It's like down, I call it Diagon Alley, but...
Oh, I know where you mean. It's actually Watchbell Lane, isn't it?
Yeah, but I call it that of Harry Potter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And what did you do there?
Everything from the world to putting our stock to the price in it.
Oh, fabulous. So it really gave you an insight and gave you some experience about what it's like to work in a shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. And the other place you mentioned was Baby Chino.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Well, it obviously, a day the daycare centre, so we've got loads of children.
So baby Chino is, it's a place where mums or dads can go with their babies. And why is it Chino? What's the Chino bit? Is that because they serve coffee there or something?
And teas and
And whereabouts is that?
Opposite County Hall.
Oh yes, just at the bottom of the High Street. So what did you do there then? Did you have to change nappies?
No, thank goodness for that.
Did you have to do?
I had to clean up of the children, clean up of the parents.
Oh, and who were the messiest, the children or the parents?
Parents. But I really enjoyed it because I don't think I work for children because you need loads of MVQ.
Oh, that's true, yes.
But it would be nice to volunteer.
Yeah, that's great. So it's made you realise that you would like to work with children.
But not as a paid job.
No, okay. But you'd like to volunteer to work with children. So it was a really worthwhile experience for you.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for telling us about it, Hannah. Thank you.